Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hey everyone, this is Justin from Australia. I fucked your fucking sister's face today. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches. Allow me to introduce Machiavelli the Dawn. Spirit, lyrics like the Holy Quran. Niggas get shook like 5-0. My 45 lives next to me when we ride for survival. Money making plans, put through clothes and hands, full of pockets. Let me introduce the topic, then we drop it. Expose snakes cause they breathe really. See me ride, located worldwide like the art of graffiti. I think I'm tougher than Nitty, my attitude shitty. Rolling the dope fiends titty. In every city you find me, look for trouble right behind me. My outlaw niggas down to die for me. Nah, me. We all up in them, cut them down. To hell is where we send them, my whole team. Train them, explode, ride or die. Lord of motherfuckers lyrically, and I'm not gonna cry.
Yeah.
Me, a born leader, never lead a block without my heater.
Yeah.
Two big pits, I call them my bitch, nigga, eaters. And not a whip until I'm gone. Thug life running through my veins, on strong.
Yeah.
Bye, 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 let's get high and ride. Oh, how we do these niggas, but I'm not gonna cry.
Shut up.
Bad boy, killer. Jay-Z got you. Looking out for Mob D, nigga, when I find you. Motherfuckers don't deserve to breathe. How many niggas down to die for me?
Yeah.
West Coast rider coming right behind you. Should've never fucked with me. I want money, old sex, and weed. I won't rest till my road dogs free. Gone first, we gone first when we ride. Please, we can sit up for you, die. We ain't even come to hurt nobody tonight. But it's my life or your life, and I'm a born first, we born first when we ride. Fight tonight, but it's my life or your life, and I'm a born first.
For so many days and so many ways, we've been ducking strays, they deliver us, but still we some bad boy killers. Got nothing to lose, I got nowhere to go. I only got one home, see me stranded on death row. Without lows, it's Machiavelli, me the general. And I'll be a soldier on a mission, sent to do what you'll never do. And that's ride for the cause, yes I'll die for the cause. But best believe if I'ma lead this bitch, yo, I'm down with yours. Kamikaze, sicker than a motherfucking Nazi. Got a little question for that nigga that made paparazzi. If you ain't in this rap game, for the motherfucking cash, man, then what is your motherfucking purpose? None for service, Edie, I mean born worthless. That's until the day I decided to bomb first, bitch.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is getting punched.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No.
Hey, Donna!
No.
Did you shut the coffin yet?
No. 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 No.
Oh. Snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. It's the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday Night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And now, our special guest for tonight, wearing leather and engulfed in flames. You guessed it. Rammstein! But now, when they say romance language, I think German. Listen. It makes your heart melt if you are, in fact, next to them because they're in flames. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. 316-768-4472 if you want to be a part of the show. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. With me, as always, is my hapless bald co-host, who is, he's getting a little older. I don't actually know. Frank, how old a guy are you these days?
Hi, I'm 39. Hi, I'm 39. Hi, I'm 39.
Okay.
Hi, I'm 39.
Well,
my name is Fagop 39.
You know that you are about a year older than the person who was having a birthday. Well, not having a birthday, but would be having their 38th birthday, Tupac Shakur, which is why we decided to give that lovely little tribute to him by playing one of his songs to basically kill 2 or 3 minutes of our show.
I'm not familiar with that artist.
You're not familiar with Tupac Shakur?
No.
Machiavelli? Tupac Amaru Shakur from Harlem, New York?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, let me try one that you might know. Bon Jovi, Def Leppard.
Yes, yeah. Love them.
Not having birthdays today. None of them. Oh. Not even Tico Torres. None of them. Not a one, Frank. But it's a good day to be alive. And you're one of the people that are alive. You haven't been struck down by gang fire any time since the last show, which is good, depending on who you ask. And I know you're getting old, Frank. I know you don't like ceremony. You don't like holidays. You don't like these things that remind you that you're no longer the youthful person you used to be. But you are a father of at least 3 kids, right?
Yes.
At upwards of 3?
3.
3 exactly? Okay, sure.
Yes.
Well, it's Father's Day coming up. And now this has to be a big thing for you. I don't have any children that I know of because I'm banging all sorts of broads and I don't know. It's amazing. Wow. You know the joke? It's fucking hilarious every time I hear it.
Wow.
This is the type of joke, by the way, that you'll hear on conference calls because it's edgy enough to be safe when speaking in the office. How many kids do you have? None that I know of. Well, back to the report, Bob. Slide 9 has a bit of an error on the pie chart. Yeah, let loose for a second, Bob. Go fuck yourself and choke on the goddamn presentation and fuck yourself with PowerPoint. Because Father's Day is coming up. I don't know what it's like, Frank, but is this something that you get psyched up for, like a birthday?
I don't because, I mean, how many fathers are there? You know, it's not that big of a deal because there's fathers all over the place. So how could I really make it something that's specific to me?
But it's not special for you, though. So that's why you don't like it?
It's not really special to me. I mean, there's more people who are fathers than share my birthday. So I guess my birthday is more special to me than than Father's Day.
So it hasn't been declared Frank the Germ Freak Day. So it's nothing to you, basically.
I don't know. Why? What's your point?
Well, what I'm saying is you love Christmas. You love your birthday. Well, maybe not your birthday. You probably like the presents that you get.
Yeah.
Did you get anything good this year?
For what?
Your
birthday?
Yes.
Boring stuff, clothes and stuff.
One couple of footsteps closer to the grave. That's about it. I don't know. I mean, your kids get you anything good? Are they at the age where they?
No, they get the they made the cards and whatnot. That's all I want. It doesn't mean anything.
Sure, it is. You want another construction paper card that says "Dad" with a D backwards in it, and you're the best.
You know what? Those are the things that warm my heart. Yeah. I mean, I have a wall with all the stuff on it, and
be honest. The first few years, great. And then it's like, oh, you still can't make an E the right way. That's really cute at 8 years old.
No.
Really cute.
Yeah.
Really validates the quality of my DNA, the fact that you don't know how to write an E. Very good. Keep using crayons. You're 9. So, well, Father's Day is coming up. Are the gifts any better for that? I mean, I have to believe that, you know, at your kid's young age, your wife Donna, your saintly wife Donna, is picking out all the gifts that your kids give you.
Right.
Right? So, is Father's Day any better as far as gifts? I mean, what's the typical Father's Day gift? I mean, a tie or something?
I don't wear ties, so I really, I have
big
no interest
shocker.
In that. Maybe a pair of new house, my house shoes. I could probably use a pair of house shoes.
Well, you do wear house shoes.
I wear house shoes, yes.
Can you just gloss over the reasoning again? Because there are people who haven't gone to DJNewStyleShow.com. They haven't heard all of our episodes. They haven't subscribed to the podcast. They should. They should do all these things. But Frank wears shoes in the house.
I have to wear shoes in the house. And now let me preface by saying that these shoes are shoes that are never worn outside the door.
House shoes.
So I have to let me preface by saying that they're never worn in public. I may wear them, you know, on my backyard patio. But
What's the reasoning for keeping them out of the public areas?
Well, because I don't want to get contamination on the bottom of them.
And what would be contamination to you?
anything, just walking in the public hallways.
Okay, so since you can be outside in these shoes as long as it's not public, right?
You could be outside along the perimeter of my house.
Okay, so just along the perimeter of your house.
You can't walk out in the street with them.
That's fine. I mean, obviously, because that's not your property, but anything on your property line is fine, right?
Right, and when you go, you cannot walk with them on the driveway unless you walk on an area where the tires don't go over.
So you thought of everything. So you thought of every possible area that you can walk on where it's guaranteed not to be public. No people are walking on these things.
My wife will have me get the grocery bags in the cars in the driveway. So what I have to do is I have to hop over, I have to jump over the spot where the tire runs over the asphalt.
Now, is that because you think the tires have tracked in things from the public area?
Oh, dude, how many times you run over an animal that's dead or
it's festering,
the tire is just disgusting.
It's got some kind of smell on it. It's got that orange
tires
paint.
Are just foul.
Yeah.
You know what I get even more skeeved out is like sometimes I'll get my tire replaced if I have to, and the guy will just take his bare hands and just take the tire off, and you know all the filth is all over his hands. I could have just run over a carcass of some sort. And
but,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but the thing is, look at the guy who's putting it on. That guy has never had a fucking clean hand ever. Anytime I see somebody who works on cars, they have a permanently tar black hand. It's the most have you ever accepted fucking Halloween candy from a mechanic?
Right.
It looks like he's dirtied up your Charleston shoe. You're not that into trying to freeze it and eat it later.
Let me ask you a question. You've gotten flat tires in your lifetime. Is that true?
Yeah, several times.
Okay. I know how, now. One of the few things I know how to do is I do know how to change a tire because I've had to change several times, and I'm sure you do. Do you have hand protection in your car for the occasion where you may have to change a tire?
No, and in fact, I don't think anything of just taking the wheel off and putting it in the trunk or whatever. See, the thing is, Frank, I'm gonna encounter cleanliness later. I'm gonna be able to wash my hands in the future.
Right, right.
I'm not worried about the public and all the germs like you are.
Right.
So you have special gloves that you use.
Well, I put latex gloves in my glove my glove compartment box. I have latex gloves.
But is it the same pair over and over?
No, of course not.
So you just have a box.
That would not make sense, now would it?
No, well, it wouldn't because sense is the hopping over tire tracks on your driveway because it's been contaminated and has become public, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I guess I see what your point is.
So my thing is, Frank, you walk in the lawn because it couldn't have possibly been public, right?
Right, because the lawn will not is not going to be driven over by the car.
Yeah, except for when a deer that has been in somebody's lawn or in the pissy little drain drinking hops into your yard and starts prancing all over your supposedly non-public area. And now you're walking in your house shoes with piss that could have been transferred from the drain, from somebody's yard, from somebody's driveway, from all the places you've carefully avoided. It's been foiled by nature. Haven't you? I don't understand why. If you're going to have house shoes, why don't you just use them in the house? You're getting dirt on them. Isn't that the fucking point? To not get dirt everywhere in your house? Like, do I really have to teach you how to be fucking insane about filth? I don't understand. So you want a new pair of these shoes, I guess because you were obsessed with smelling your last pair and you had to throw them out because they were disgusting.
No, they don't smell anymore. But long story short, my house shoes got all wet a couple of days ago.
And
I had
to
do a project, and they got all wet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Soaking wet. I had no house shoes, and I cannot walk around the house with no house shoes because I can't balance. I need proper balancing. I need shoes.
You lost the ability to balance in bare feet.
Yes, I cannot balance. I don't feel like a whole person unless I have my feet are covered.
That's fucked up. So you need a new pair because you've soaked the other ones. Sure.
But what happened was when I soaked the ones I had, I was looking all around the house for some type of substitute. I went in my upstairs closet and I discovered a box of high top Reeboks, freshly, never utilized, brand new in the box that I purchased in 1995.
Wow, 95. Now we have Veal Chop in the chat room right now.
Wearing fresh new Reeboks around the house yesterday, high tops.
You were wearing? I don't know. I have to think there might be some kind of value. I mean, Do they have any color or design to them? Or
they're all white. I only like all white sneakers because I don't want any color Some people have color on their sneakers. I don't like color on sneakers because then you have to match that with what you're wearing. If you have all white sneakers,
no, you don't.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes. I hate the sneakers that have the fucking red stripe or the blue stripe because now you're wearing more colors. You shouldn't wear more than three colors at one time. That's the rule of fashion. We all know that.
So how much do you think you paid for these high tops?
Oh, I don't know. Back in 95, maybe like $29. Who the hell knows?
We have a vintage pair of 1995 Reebok high tops on eBay going for $90 with 9 bids.
Holy shit!
And it's because it has never been worn. You've worn these. So guess what? It's over.
Oh, fuck.
It's over. You could have had a nice $90 for those fucking out-of-style shoes that you had in your closet for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't go collecting them. They'll be the next fucking Beanie Baby. Terrible, awful, ugly white shoes.
And the reason I had them in my closet is because like I've said in the past, I will buy more than one thing since I like it and just keep it on tab. And look what happened. It worked out just right.
So basically, you don't need a new pair of shoes because you have them.
Well, I need
and they're valuable now.
I need low top house shoes. I cannot. The high top house shoes in the summer is a little warm.
That high top gets really disgusting in the summer. All your ankle sweat soaks into the top. It's no good whatsoever.
When I was a kid, when I was a teenager back in 1985, I had there used to be the style back then to have fat different colored shoelaces. They're wide shoelaces I used to have back in the 80s, back in the mid 80s, yes. Back in 85. Are you aware of that?
I'm aware that that was what people did in a very, very unfashionable time. Yes. Very ugly things.
I used to have those real thick shoelaces, and I used to have Adidas shell sneakers. Are you familiar with Adidas shell sneakers?
Yeah, we're all familiar with these things. And you used to have them, and the laces were multicolored or whatever. You had more than one pair of laces on these shoes?
Yes. And not only that, but I used to not back then we didn't tie our shoes. We just we didn't tie them. We just.
Then what the fuck do you have more than one set of laces on it?
Like, that was the style, my friend.
How is it the style? You're not Look even fucking using book. Them. I if there's ever a fucking textbook, history book, whatever that fucking mentions shell toe Adidas's and fucking more than one set of laces, I will just want to die.
You were probably the kind of kid who wore a fucking button-down flannel every day at school.
No, I was not. I actually was a very conservatively dressed kid. T-shirt and jeans. No fucking – and never go against the grain. That's it. Grunge came out. That was a little too crazy for me.
Were you a concert T-shirt kid?
No, because I went to my first concert when I was 18. I don't go to a lot of concerts as it is, so – If I had a concert T-shirt, it would be because my sister went to see the fucking Who at one of their, we're never going to do another show again. No more tours, tour, whatever. But yeah, I never went to them, so I didn't have them. But I know for a fact that you were. You used to pride yourself on your AC/DC concert T-shirts.
I had a great, AC/DC had an album, it was called If You Want Blood, You've Got It. I had a great AC/DC T-shirt because a lot of the times those concert shirts were like you washed them once, and it was like a little puffy material on there, like little plastic decal type of situation. But this was embedded in the shirt, and it was a wonderful, wonderful shirt. I love that shirt. I got that shirt Christmas of 2008. I had that shirt.
Hey Frank, we have people in the Pal Talk room, and you don't need to do a tribute to him this week. It's actually Dan from NorCal. He's suggesting that maybe you can get on cam and show your prized shoes.
Commercial break, I will go get them because they're not in this room right now.
Sure, if somebody wants to screen cap that and send it to me, that'd be great. Just send me a little print screen of that because I'd like to see it because I never see Frank on cam ever. Just for my own vision, I already have fucking a sea of floaters in my eyes and flashing lights and fucking potential tears in my retina. It's beautiful. Life is beautiful. I don't need my fucking bald co-host staring back at me, potentially ruining my feet. So, Frank, you want shoes for Father's Day, basically.
House shoes.
House shoes. Maybe you should get a house dress, too. Well, I came up with some things. I was going to send it to Donna, but I didn't really know. I didn't know if I should use this on the show or actually, send the list to her for her kids to give you. this list of Father's Day gift ideas now. You're a germaphobe, correct?
That's what some people say.
Of course you are, because we just talked about how you wouldn't walk on tire tracks. Well, do you ever find yourself using a toilet, Frank?
Every day.
Do you ever find yourself in a place where you need to go, but you can't because the toilet's disgusting?
Yep.
Well, maybe I'll suggest that your kids get you something from cleansleeve.com. Now, are you familiar with Clean Sleeves?
I'm not familiar. Maybe you could tell me what this is.
I'm tired of messing with the sheets, the little tissue paper with the perforations that you put on top. They have them, you know, take as many as you need in a public stall. Oh, you can put the paper on top, right, Frank? The little barrier between your ass and the seat, that little thing that sits on top and makes you slide all over and potentially, you know, you injure yourself. It's not good and it's not valid protection. Instead, I submit that you take one of these clean sleeves, which basically is a plastic bag shaped like a toilet seat, and slide it on.
Wait a second. You slide it on the seat.
You slide it on the whole seat, and now you have a completely covered toilet seat.
How do you slide on the seat if the seat is one piece?
If they have a perforation in the middle, okay, where you can rip it, and then either if it's a horseshoe seat, you can use it on each side and cover both sides of the horseshoe, or you can leave it attached and slide it through the front. You're lifting up the front of the seat, and you're sliding it through the front. So it's not perfectly attached, but it covers over the top. So
okay,
it's basically a bag with a hole in it.
Now, how are you supposed to get this thing on?
With your
fucking hands?
No. Here's how Clean Sleeve works from cleansleeve.com. Unroll and tear off Clean Sleeve at the perforations. Each sleeve is designed with pull tabs for easy slip-on application in seconds without touching the toilet. Note, to apply, you do not have to actually lift the toilet seat. You do not. This is what they're telling you, Frank. It's amazing. You grasp the pull tabs on one end of the sleeve to open it up. Then you slide the first side of the seat on to the back hinge. And then you do the same with the other. And when you're done, you sit on it, you take your shit, you do what you have to do, rip it off, and throw it in the garbage. Now, I think you're not going to end up ripping it off.
No, I would just leave it there.
You would. You would leave it there, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
And you know what that would be? Like, honestly, if you went into a public toilet and you saw that there was a clean plastic wrap, some people might actually think that that was just, you know, something, some courtesy to protect you from germs. Not
right.
Something that somebody brought in from their collection of Father's Day gifts. So they probably just sit on it and basically get your ass grease on their ass.
Right.
Yeah, and that's because you're inconsiderate. You're scared of germs, but you're not you don't really care about other people and how they have to fare against, you know, your mess.
Well, most people who are utilizing the public facilities don't give a shit anyway, so what difference does it make?
I do. I certainly do. But then again, I don't need to put any contraptions
right.
on it.
Right. You have admitted that you put your bare ass on public toilet bowl seats.
If I can see moisture, I'm a little weirded out.
That's your little test.
Yeah. If I can see moisture, I'll try and wipe it out.
Okay.
But the thing is, Frank, you know, if it's dry, I'm just going to sit down and do my thing. Now, is that a gift that you'd be into? I mean, you can go to cleansleeve.com and buy a whole fucking roll.
I will check out the website and look into it.
So you have your pair of house sneakers, you have your little cleansleeve.com protection, so you don't have to piss yourself, basically. You don't have to hold it, and now you don't have to piss yourself or piss into a sewer, as you've done in the past. You can actually use a public toilet seat. So maybe, Frank, you're a bit overworked, right?
Yes.
Maybe you could probably just tell your family to leave you alone for a little bit and give you some time off of your mounting family and fatherhood duties to enjoy some time in your new pool. Is this correct that you've gotten a new pool, Frank?
It is correct. I have purchased an InTech inflatable pool. Now, this is not your ordinary baby pool. This is an adult pool, 4 feet deep.
Wow.
I purchased it at Toys R Us.
Wait a minute. You bought a pool at Toys R Us?
Yes. It came in a box.
Well, yeah, I would hope it wasn't fucking delivered by a stork. I'm glad it was in a box, but
yeah.
Well, I'm not marveling at the, its packaging. I'm marveling at the fact that you can get a, an actual 4-foot-deep pool at Toys R Us, because...
Yes.
I mean, usually the kiddie pools are like the plastic molds that are like, you know, 8 inches deep, maybe with a slide, a preformed slide or some steps or something like that. But
that fucking slide was pathetic. Those kids.
It was the worst. It was the fucking worst. You're already in the water. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to fucking go? You need that thing to be up higher. But they never figured it out. I guess maybe they tried it and then you were launched out of the pool and kids cracked their heads open.
But you grew up with a pool, so you never really had baby pool, kid pools, right?
We got our pool when I was like 13. So I mean, we did have the kiddie pool very early on, but then, you know, I guess it cracked and we didn't get a new one, so we resorted to the sprinkler. Oh, there's no fucking worse way to try to cool down than running through a fucking sprinkler.
The worst is the fucking sprinkler. You're when they're bare feet, your fucking feet get full of grass. It's disgusting. The sprinkler is. What do you think is worse, cooling off at a fire hydrant or a sprinkler?
Well, I mean, not having grown up in the ghetto, I've never had to, you know, cool off with a fire hydrant. But I'd imagine that would be better. You fucking crank that thing open, it's got all the pressure in the world, the tax dollars just fucking flowing out, cooling off all the kids. It might be better, I don't know. But the sprinkler was okay if it was one of the sprinklers that rotated and had the nice waterfall effect. If it was one of those fucking sprinklers that... That was the worst thing in the world, because you're getting your fucking shins wet. You're not getting any fucking, any way to cool yourself down. Yeah, the big ragu in the Heroes Talk room, and you can go to heroestalk.com, you know, every Tuesday night when we're live, if you're listening to the downloaded copy of this, but we have a lot of people sending feedback. The big ragu was one of them. He says, and it was the cold-ass water. No one ever had a comfortable fucking stream of water coming from a sprinkler. It was always ice cubes, even if it was fucking 95 degrees out.
It was just the whole idea of going in the sprinkler was just, I mean, some of these, you know, kids I know, they'd have fucking beautiful built-in pools, and I'm relegated to a goddamn metal sprinkler.
and the worst is? You go and the getting ready to use the sprinkler. Now, it's your same process of getting ready to go and enjoy a pool, right? You go and you get your towel and you put on your fucking bathing suit, But all you're doing is going to your fucking front lawn to stand into something that dad uses to water the fucking grass.
Right,
How embarrassing is it? These people are driving by watching you just basically standing still. And they tried to spruce it up a little bit with the slip and slide and crocodile mile and shit, where it was basically slip and slide with a bump that you would launch you into a little shallow fucking pool of water. But you had to be, you know, getting fucking permanent scars from the rocks. Nobody has, astroturf or fucking, you know, really thick, cushy grass. It was always that fucking gravelly mix of pet stain spots.
Right.
And dirt.
And then, you know, we had dogs, and sometimes they would shit on the lawn, and God forbid you step in and you step in dog shit.
Yeah.
And the worst part, like I said before, is the feet. Just being wet and stuck with blades of grass. It's just a disgusting display of humanity.
Because after you've basically bathed on your fucking grass, you have to go back inside and actually take a bath. You have to rinse your childhood, I want to cool down shame off of yourself. Because you must have had a lot of fun getting that fucking, the dandelion seeds all over your fucking kneecaps.
Although I will admit that I did take a bath one time with a sprinkler outside.
What? How does that work? Why did you do this?
I took a bar of soap with me, and I washed myself with a sprinkler outside.
How old were you when this happened?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. 8? Who the fuck remembers? I don't know.
Was it in the front yard?
Yeah, it was in the front yard. I took a bar of Dove soap. It was Dove soap, I remember. And I bathed myself with a bathing suit on in the sprinkler.
Oh, you are the fucking saddest person I've ever fucking spoken to. This is the saddest fucking story. Your neighbors must have thought that you had fucking scarlet fever or something. You couldn't bathe in the regular people's shower.
Yeah, I don't know. And I had my bathing suit on. And it was not a good. I don't even know why I did that. Yeah. I was just kidding around.
Just the worst. Then all you wanted was a pool. You just want to fucking enjoy yourself. Maybe swim half a lap or float. But nah. You're basically helping your dad do yard work by transferring the fucking water to the grass that was dry as a fucking straw.
And the other was that the hose, it's never flush. It's always leaking out somewhere.
Yeah.
But with the kid pool though, I mean, you treated it like it was a real pool. You'd fucking put a mask on and go underwater. Like it was a fucking real pool.
Yeah, and it was the worst possible thing ever. Like I saw a stack of them in PetSmart. I guess they have them for dogs now, and it's basically the same fucking thing minus the slide or the stairs, and it's fucking like 8 inches deep. There's nothing to these fucking things. Like you can't get more than one kid in there and enjoy yourself. Awful. So you've stepped it up and you've gotten an actual 4 foot deep pool.
Yeah, it's a 4 feet deep pool from Toys R Us.
So is it it's the kind that you inflate the ring and fill it up and it floats up and kind of creates some kind of a thing that you could cool yourself in.
And the problem I'm having is, and I'm just torturing my mind, and I need to speak with people who have experience with pools, is figuring out the whole chlorine thing and the alkalinity and the pH, because I don't understand all that. It's all Greek to me, and I'm really stressing out over how to take care of this fucking thing, because before I know it, the next week it's going to be full of algae and scum.
I'm guaranteeing that it will be.
Oh boy.
I mean, it might be clean now and you might be enjoying yourself, but it's literally going to look like a fucking an unloved koi pond where all the fucking fish are dead. You haven't even bothered to restock it or turn the fountain on.
I bought, chlorine yesterday in the bottle, and I pour it in the thing. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. It's just too complicated to me. It gives me a headache. My head is spinning. It was too much for me. I'm sorry. I even bought the goddamn thing. My head is spinning trying to figure it out.
Dan in Northern California says tadpoles will be growing in that thing in 2 weeks. Literally, 2 weeks. I'm with him on this. Frank, it's the easiest thing to check. You get a test kit. It's fucking color-coded. You don't even need to read English. You put water in the fucking little tube. You squirt a drop of this, a drop of that, and if it turns that color, then you're good. If not, you gotta add this or that.
I bought these they're test strips or test sticks.
Yeah, that's fine.
Dip it in the water and it turns different colors.
You gotta get a good brand, though. Because sometimes you put it in there and there's fucking, like, it does nothing.
All right, so I got the results, but now I don't know what the fuck to do with them. I got to add a bucket of alkaline or something like that. I don't fucking know.
Go get a bucket of alkaline. Yes. I think he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Formerly played with the Tigers.
I'm just sorry I bought the thing. I thought it would be a good bonding experience for my kids and myself and everybody. But it's just too much of a headache, and I'm miserable over it. And I can't understand it. I'm trying to read this chart, and I'm just too confusing. I couldn't even get – Donna's the one who got the fucking pool filter start. I couldn't even figure that out.
Now, you see, that's what I was going to ask. I was going to say, now, you didn't set this up, did you? Because now Donna had to do it.
Well, I took it out of the box, and I set it on the grass, and then she did the rest.
And the rest is really just put a hose – In the hole of the plastic and plug it in and then fill up water.
But we couldn't get the filter to start pumping the water, and then she figured it out somehow or another, and now it's working. But I have to go with her. She has to come with me to the pool store. So when the guy explains it to if the guy explains to me, I'll forget as soon as I leave. I need her to come with me in order to absorb what he's saying, because if he tells me this information, my head will fucking spin. Like a fucking top.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Tidbit 88.
Tidbit 88, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Tidbit 88. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, sir.
Pretty good. I just had a question for Frank. I was wondering if me and Bob could come over tomorrow and use the pool. Like, my scar is still healing. that'd be good. The doctor says that'd be good treatment for it.
Chlorine is good at purifying wounds. Like if you have poison ivy, you just dip your arm or wherever you have the itch into the pool, and it kind of soothes it a bit. So I think that would be helpful if you let him do that.
Yeah, I probably have to wait till they heal up there. I really would rather not have your open wounds in the pool.
So you're not gonna let anybody in this pool, are you?
I will let people in the pool, but not somebody with an open flesh wound.
Oh, so I see. Not Tibbet 88. You're not going to let Alex in the pool because he's got some kind of... You skeeve him, basically, is what you're saying.
No. Once his skin is back together, he'd be more than welcome to stop by.
Can that craze come with us?
Sure. Sure.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Right after work?
No. No, I just remembered where he works. No, forget it. He can't come.
Yeah, crazed, fresh out of, mucking out the stalls at Walmart, you know, needing to cool off and wash his hands. Just use your pool. Yeah. Just go to Frank's house. Use his pool. Casa del Germ Free. Thank you very much, Tidbit. I hope you're feeling better, buddy.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 316-768-4472 if you want to call the show. So you have the pool, Frank.
Right.
Your kids love in the pool.
Oh, they love the pool. That's why. I mean, they just love the water.
Yeah.
And
you know what? They're going to love it even more when all their friends come over. And they have pool parties, and they're all playing like Marco Polo and all of their pool games, knocking a beach ball around, just floating in there. That's going to be great, right?
I don't really want anybody in the pool other than my kids, to be honest with you.
Well, it's not going to happen. You know there's going to be strangers in that pool.
How can I avoid to have her little pal friends, in the pool? What am I going to do? What do I do?
You can remain clueless as to how to, change the pH and the chlorine level and basically turn it into a Hunter Green marsh, and then no one's going to want to go in that fucking thing. But if you really want to enjoy it and you take care of it, there's no stopping kids to come over.
Let me ask you,
in fact, Frank, without you even asking, these kids will be coming over with towels and bathing suits, changing in your fucking bathroom, and
No, that ain't happening.
Why not? That's what happens when you have a pool.
Listen to me,
you have to change. Yes, I do.
Have you ever peed in your own pool?
Yes, I have peed in my own pool.
Oh, for Christ's sake. What kind of an animal are you?
I mean, what do I
Why
have to do?
Why would you pee in your own pool?
I figure if anybody else has, I may as well do it too. I don't do it all the time, but you ask anybody who's been in a pool and has had that fucking relaxed feeling of just saying, this is exactly why we have a pool. You're floating, the sun is shining on you, and now you have to piss. What are you going to do? You're going to wait? You're going to go run inside, fuck up your flow? No, you're going to actually flow into the pool. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ed McGrath. How are you?
Is this Ed the Masturbator McGrath?
Not today, but
Ed
yes.
The Germ Chaser McGrath?
Yes.
Okay, what's up, Ed?
Well, first and foremost, I wanted to give you guys an update. I did mention I would give you my testing results.
Yes!
Whoa!
They're in?
Time out. Don't get too excited. Just wanted to let you know the first step in the process has been completed. I now will have a job, that's the first step. So we're on our way.
Nice. So
Ed, you've been unemployed for a while, isn't that correct?
A few months.
Okay. Thank you. What's the second step?
I have to get insurance through them, and then I'll go take care of that.
That's good. I want you to be healthy. Ed, the streets look very different. I just want you to take care of yourself. Get that test. And reveal your fate live on the DJ New Style Show.
I will do that. But really, the main reason for my call...
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Frank. Your wife, Donna, I think is her name, she has a job now, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So, in the summertime... the kids are going to want to use the pool, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. How are you supposed to work in your dungeon and also keep an eye on the kids and not letting them drown? That's
another reason why I'm sorry I made this purchase. I didn't think it through first.
So you regret I
regret that I bought the pool. I don't have time to sit there and watch them in the pool. And what I did was, two of my daughters... their heads are above the water. And Lukey, if he stands on his tippy toes, his mouth is out of the water.
Yeah.
So I think that's okay if he wears a life jacket.
Well, if they're wearing life jackets, yeah, they're going to do it when you're around. They're not going to do it when you're not around.
but I'm afraid that he's going to accidentally fall into the pool, and that's why I'm sorry. I haven't been able to sleep in 2 days. I'm sick over this. I have buyer's remorse. I did a terrible thing and made a terrible – and Donna told me so. She says, you're going to be sorry. You're going to be sorry, Frank. You're going to be sorry. And guess what?
I'm sorry.
Donna, you were right.
Why are you clapping? You're clapping at the impending drowning of your kids. Frank, you need to just watch them and educate them.
I don't have time to sit there and watch them. And then if I say they can't go in the pool, they're going to start crying.
Get a laptop!
Today was a pretty cool day, okay? As soon as they got home from school, they wanted to go in a pool. The fucking water was like 65.
Here's the deal, Frank. You get a laptop. You remote connect to your desktop. You can stay upstairs. Do you remember the classic Pal Talk cam from our buddy, Dan in North Cal, where he's eating chicken Kiev or whatever the fuck, going and skimming the pool, and next thing you know,
yes.
Exactly. You can do just that. You can be that dad watching his kid, making sure his kid doesn't die, and you can also be the breadwinner bringing in loot.
No, I can't do that. I have I can't.
You can't. It's one or the other, and loot's going to win out, isn't it?
I need a desktop.
Get a babysitter.
No, I don't have. What am I made of money?
Well, okay, you're not gonna be made of children if you don't watch them. You need to watch your kids. It's a fucking it's common sense.
Yeah, you can't let the kids go in the fucking pool, Frank, while you're in the basement.
The deal is that like we have a deck around our pool. I would jump from the fucking roof of the little gazebo into the pool, which doesn't have a deep end, just to prove I could do it. Like. Granted, you have an inflatable tool from Toys R Us, which was probably purchased a few, feet from a Miley Cyrus doll. But it's still dangerous. I mean, I read Freakonomics, and they did a study, and it said that having a gun in your house is less dangerous than having a pool. Do you understand? More kids die in pools every year than guns.
I made a terrible mistake, and I'm sick to my stomach over it. I'm really – and what I did was I went back – after I opened it and took it out of the box, but before we filled it with water, I went back to Toys R Us, and I was going to – and when I purchased this, the guy said to me, once you open this box, you cannot return it. So I went there. I went back to Toys R Us, and they have a display of these pools, and they have fine print in the display. It says, once this box is opened – and the product is used, it can no longer be returned. So I said to the guy, I says, what does this mean exactly? This says if it's opened and used. What if it's opened and not used? Can I bring it back then? He said no.
Yeah, and the high school employee that you tried to negotiate with decided, fuck you,
right.
I'm going on break in 5 minutes.
I did a little trick on this guy. I said, I don't wear glasses, but I said to him, listen, pal, I don't have my glasses with me. Can you read this fine print?
Yeah.
Wait, let me – please –
Yeah, it's Ed. I'm gonna hang up on you, Ed. Sorry, buddy.
Ed, your audio is just garbage.
Yeah, we hung up on it. Thank you for calling the show, Ed. I appreciate it. Okay. I hope you get those results soon. It's in motion. We will have Ed McGrath's AIDS test results on the DJ New Style show very soon. So, Frank, you're a little worried about, you know.
Real quickly, let me finish what I was saying. So I went to the display, and I said to the guy, listen, I don't have my glasses on, even though I don't wear glasses. Can you read this fine print for me? He says, and this is what he said to me. He says, if the box is opened or used, it cannot be returned. Now, it didn't say or. It said and.
Well,
it said and.
You're not negotiating.
So he lied by putting or in there to try and get one over on me.
The thing is, he's not the lawyer that drafted up the fucking the language or the copy on the side of the box. He's just the fucking guy that
but I have had a case.
Wears a shirt. Go ahead.
Would I have had a case?
Would you have had a case? I don't know, Frank. I didn't read the box. I didn't see the sign. I didn't talk to the fucking guy that's going to be selling somebody else a bike in 20 minutes. Okay? Do you understand? He's a fucking hourly clerk, basically. He's not a fucking legal expert, and you're going to him like, well, I mean, technically, it was unused. And they're going to be able to tell it was used? Are you kidding me? What, are you going to dry it off completely? Get all the watermarks off? It's not going to work, Frank. It's been up too long. It's stretched out. You have yourself a pool. Enjoy it. Watch the kids. And you know, there's going to be people in it. There's going to be people in it other than your family. So there'll be other kids, your children's friends, putting their bodily grease, pissing into it. Just being in it, their skin oils will be floating on the top, and you'll be able to see it. Like a very slight oil slick on the surface. Is that going to bother you?
Like when you have like a real greasy cereal and you can see the skim on the top of the milk, the little grease.
Yeah, like the Fruity Pebbles or Trix or something like that. Yeah. Dan again says jizzing, sharding. I mean, let's face it.
Oh,
some of the kids will be approaching jizz age pretty soon. And, you know, they don't really care where they are when they have to do it. So maybe a good gift idea for Father's Day isn't time alone in your pool because you're frightened of it.
And they give you this in this paper booklet they give you, the instructions paper. They have this sign. They post this sign on your pool, and the sign says, you know, do not dive or do not leave children unattended. And the fucking sign is made out of fucking paper. So if you put the sign on the fucking pool, it's going to get fucking full. It's going to get water on it, for Christ's sake. It's not going to even work anymore.
But it's a floating ring, right? I mean, like, how can you stand on it and dive? Like, where are you going to dive from?
I don't know.
I just, you could push in on that thing, right? Like, it's not a rigid side. There's no wall.
Correct. So yeah. I'm really considering just taking, emptying the water out and just opening the holes up and just telling the kids that there was a leak in the pool.
Yeah.
Because I can't deal with this anymore.
So you're going to just drain it or put a hole in it and basically ruin their summer.
There will be a few days crying.
If you don't ruin this, they will be in that every day this summer. I guarantee you. Every day they'll be in that. It'll be probably one of the greatest summers they've ever had, and it'll be all because of you. It'll be brownie points, because I can't think of anything better to say, coming towards you because you bought the pool, and you made your wife set it up because you were too dumb to figure it out. But either way, the credit goes to you for getting that pool. Now, if you were to tear it down, that's something that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives. They're going to talk about the time, oh my God, remember our pool? I know it was a piece of shit. I mean, really, it wasn't like, you know, sturdy or anything, but God, that was really great while we had it. And then Dad ruined it. Dad tore it down. And then that's going to be something they'll tell to some stranger that they're paying a couple $100 an hour that doesn't even have the fucking decency or patience to look at them while he scribbles in a notebook as he tries or at least claims to be able to fix them of their problems. Which will ultimately end up being Dad's an asshole for tearing down the pool. Mm-hmm. I have one last suggestion that I implore Donna or your children to hand you. Now, Frank, you have a lot of ass problems. Is that right?
That's true.
You have anal fissures.
I have dry skin on my ass.
Yeah, you do. Well, I don't know how to fix that. But I do know that from what you're describing, a lot of it seems to be from over-wiping. Is that right?
Yes.
Wiping too hard, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guilty.
What if there was a tool that you could use that you could really reach around and get as gentle a touch as you needed without having to even get shit on your hands? That, perhaps, would be a great invention, and it is called the Comfort Wipe. It's been all over. Anywhere you look, you'd probably come across this thing. It's like the latest made-for-TV product. And, here it is. This is the ad for the Comfort Wipe, the miracle invention that's going to change your life.
For over 100 years, we've been scrunching and folding toilet paper. Finally, there's a better way. Comfort Wipe, the sanitary paper extension arm and holder. The first improvement to toilet paper as we know it since the 1880s. It extends your reach a full 18 inches while it follows the contours of your body and comfortably cleans. It's as easy to use as a shower brush. Ugh. Just pop on the toilet tissue and when through, just press the release button and the tissue drops right into the toilet.
There it is.
Think about it. Toilet paper is really archaic and disgusting. The Comfort Wipe is the modern solution.
That's right. Never touch another dirty toilet tissue.
Being a big guy certainly has its advantages and its disadvantages. This is a great product.
Hold on. They actually got a fat guy to basically say, I'm such a fat fuck, I can't reach my own ass. Thank heavens for fucking Comfort Wipe. I need to hear the fat guy again, please.
Never touch another dirty toilet tissue.
Being a big guy certainly has its advantages and its disadvantages. This is a great product.
Because now I can wipe my fat ass. Billy May's here to clean your asshole. That's right. We got an 18-inch long stick so you fat fucks can goddamn grab the toilet paper with one end and clean away your steak-related shame with the other. Just put it between your massive cheeks, gently wipe, let the toilet paper go into the toilet, and go back to eating ho-hos. It's the worst thing ever, but Frank, I honestly think that this would be an improvement to your life.
You know what? I mean, she's talking about, you know, releasing buttons and this and that and this. I don't, you know, come on. Who has time to use a mechanism to do that? I have no problem with my own ass and wiping it. I enjoy wiping my ass. I enjoy the feeling and I enjoy, like, if I the itch, I enjoy the wiping it with the like right now. I had no problem with it.
Well, what if you were given this? Would you use it?
I would try it out.
You would try it out. Now
I'd try it out. It's very hard for me from this commercial to visualize exactly what the fuck is going on.
To kind of give you the visual, it looks like a petty egg. Basically, it's got like a stick and it's got a little claw at the end. And on the handle, there's a button that kind of clasps the claw. So you put toilet paper on the end, hold the button in, and now you have a wand that you can wave and put down your ass and clean away old food.
You're the one who's got to put the toilet paper on the stick. Is that correct?
Does it come with a fucking handmaiden? I mean, look, of course.
This is the worst fucking invention ever. It's awful, and I spit on it.
What do you want? Like, some kind of thing that generates its own toilet paper?
No, but I'm gonna take my hand, wrap up toilet paper, put it on this stick.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Did you just say you wrap toilet paper around your hand?
Naturally.
You don't bunch it up?
I wrap myself up like a mummy.
No, you don't. Please tell me you don't fucking do that. You go in there with a flipper hand?
Of course.
That might be the worst thing I've ever heard. How big is your ass crack? You can get all fucking four fingers in there. Or do you do it? Or do you do it like a karate chop in a slow move? Because honestly, you take the fucking punch and then you go and you look at it and you throw.
Well, you realize
and decide
I have the anal fissures, so my ass hole has gotten bigger. Because the anal fissures.
God. That's the
it's
worst
ripped.
Thing I've ever
it's
heard.
Ripped.
I mean, that probably is the worst way to wipe. Next to just taking toilet paper, putting it in your asshole, and clenching really hard. That's probably the worst thing ever. Frank.
I've had so many fissures on my ass, it's like I had an episiotomy on my anus.
Jesus. You need to get that shit stitched up, Frank. And I think that maybe if you were a little more gentle, maybe if you had a tool that you don't necessarily know because you have no sense of how it's pressing on there, you might be a little more soft with the touch. I don't know why I'm going so in-depth here, but I think I just really wanted to play this embarrassing audio of this fat guy basically touting the merits of the comfort wipe.
Never touch another dirty toilet tissue.
Being a big guy certainly has its advantages.
Yeah.
And its disadvantages. This is a great product.
It's embarrassing to have someone help you with your personal matters. The comfort wipe allows you to maintain your dignity while you maintain your personal hygiene.
Yeah, nothing, nothing says dignity like having a stick so you can wipe shit from your ass. That's dignity. I'd rather sit with a crusty shitter than have a fucking a mop to clean my ass. I don't know, Frank. I suggest Donna gets you that, but I don't know. What do you say? Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. It's heroestalk.com. Thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Happy birthday to Tupac, by the way.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
I ain't got no motherfucking friends. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side. We're bad boy killers. You know the realest is, nigga, we bring it. First I'll fuck your bitch in the click you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. Bust on bad boys, niggas fucked for life. What's Puffy trying to see me weak? A heart's out of rip. Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, some mark-ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your jewels, steady gunning, yeah. Keep on busting at them fools, you know the rules. A little Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave ya. Cut your young ass up, see you in pieces. Now be deceased. Little Kim, don't fuck around with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass up off the streets, bitch. So fuck peace, solid niggas know that it's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride the night. Oh, bitches.
The DJ New Style Show.
I don't know, man. Maybe you should start the beat. How about that? Yeah. No, do I look like a record producer? Do I look like someone who produces records? Yeah, just put the fucking beat on. Let me ask you something. When you get your paycheck, are those dollars earned by the services rendered from a glorious pitchman or a lousy scumbag cocksucking record producer? Think about that for a fucking second. 2009, bitches. I'm back. Billy Mays here to sell this shit that someone put in front of me. I don't even know the name of it. But I know it's goddamn good and does things. I'm gonna take my dick out and count the rings. Cause I'm still flaccid and I'm still long. I'm coming up on all you bitches and I'm gonna stay strong. Ripping asses, ripping up throats. I've got my motherfucking dick in a goddamn ski tote. I carry it wherever I go. I don't give a fuck about any of you hoes. I've got a microphone, I've got a bitch with beats. I've got this motherfucking shit pumping on the streets. And if you want me to get cut, I'll cut grime. I'm never gonna have to serve hard time. Cause I'm Billy Mays and I flex on bitches. I got motherfucking portable light switches. Stick them to your goddamn wall wherever. They're gonna fucking turn on the lights you've assigned. I don't give a fuck, bitch, get in line. Suck my motherfucking dick, it'll be a good time. For me, not you, cause you'll choke to death. And that's the way I like it and that's the way I'm kept. Bitches in tow waiting for me to motherfucking spill seed all up on their jeans. Billy Mays.
When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good. But there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Hear Us Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Hear Us Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's hearustalk.com. Happy birthday, Tupac Shakur. You're dead, though. Go to djnewstyleshow.com, download everything we've ever done. There's some shirts to buy, there's some podcasts to subscribe to. MP3 is for you to hear with your fucking ears, with your friends, whatever, it doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, the Germ Freak. Germ Freak, what's going on, buddy?
By popular request, I would like to present to you...
Yeah?
Sneakers.
Oh, you have them up. Let me take a quick look here. So you go to hearustalk.com.
These are wonderful Reebok sneakers, high tops, fresh, brand new.
I don't know if they would be worth anything. I think that eBay thing was full of shit. They're
all white. I don't like any colors in my shoes because that means I have to match the colors.
Yeah, I mean, if you had baggy jeans, they might be, you know, if you cover the terrible high top, they might be desired by people of the ghetto. But really, those are the shoes I think you get for competing in Double Dare.
Oh, boy.
Like, if you find the orange flag in the nose or whatever, you'll win a free pair of Reebok sneakers on Double Dare. Or Family Double Dare, whatever. Whatever 1988. Or Super Sloppy Double Dare. Super Sloppy they had?
Yeah.
Man, I was so done with Double Dare by the time they got the Super Sloppy.
You know, Mark Summers he suffers from OCD, you know.
Yes, he does. Maybe that's why you wear Reeboks. We have Dead Soul typing some feedback here. Dead Soul is in the HeroesTalk.com chat room. He says, nothing like a pair of terrible shoes that go with nothing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Your white Reeboks, though you think they go with everything, look pretty bad. They look pretty, pretty bad. But you wouldn't wear them out. You wouldn't go to a diner. You wouldn't wear your shoes there. Or you would just taint them.
I used to wear the Reeboks with shorts. You know, listen, this is going back a long time ago, so... No, I'm not gonna make it.
I apologize. I mean, I don't know, Frank. I mean, I would be worried about your current shoes. I mean, you go to restaurants a lot. They have greasy floors and stuff, right?
Yes.
I mean, aren't you worried that you're gonna get the grease inside the tread?
I suppose so. Yeah. You know, that's why when I'm at diners, I never wear shoes. I always wear shoes with no threads in them. Or treads.
Is that what it is? You always wear old shoes, so you go to the...
I wear flat shoes that don't have any grooves in them.
Grooves. I just still don't know why you say that type of shit, but... do you go to a diner every day?
I go to a diner maybe once or twice. I love diners.
When's the last time you've been to one?
Probably the other day, like Sunday or Saturday. New Jersey has the most diners of any other state in the union. Are you aware of that?
I am. Is that why you like them so much? Because they're you know, predominantly a New Jersey thing?
Well, listen, you know, where else can you get a nice filet mignon for $11.99 True. With salad bar?
True.
Not that I eat salad bar, but whatever.
I've been eating omelets for lunch. I've been going to the deli and ordering breakfast for lunch and getting the big omelet. It was really...
All right. Let me tell you, before, there's a place by me. Now, I'm an omelet connoisseur, okay, as well as French onion soup connoisseur.
You claim to be.
No, I'm actually, I have a certification.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
Anyway, the omelets are phenomenal. Phenomenal.
What now, place is this?
I'd rather not say the place, if that's okay with
you. Any reason?
I prefer not to say the place. That's okay with you. Just like reason you don't like to mention certain
places.
Well,
I'm just wondering if maybe, you know, something happened that would cause you to not want to fucking
mention
it. I had
a little bit of a disturbance there, if you will. I'm trying all different types of omelets as well. I usually just used to just get the Western, but I'm experimenting. So, I said to the lady, I said, listen, I'd like a Florentine omelet. Now, what's in that? Is that spinach and feta cheese? And she said, yes.
Okay.
I said, okay, let me have that, but add onions as well. She said, okay. All right, so I wait 20 minutes for my omelet to come out, and she puts it on my table, and lo and behold, there's an omelet with mushrooms in it.
Oh, that's a common mistake, though.
No. I don't like mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms. I despise mushrooms almost as much as I do avocados.
So you're an 8-year-old and you don't like mushrooms. But you know what? That's fine. That is your own thing.
I love vegetables. I just don't like mushrooms.
Okay. So I understand.
I said to the waitress, I said, listen, I said, miss, can you come here, please? there's mushrooms on here. She says, well, that's what a Florentine omelet is.
Oh, man. She went back at you like that?
Real sassy.
Oh, my God. Okay? So obviously, you had to have said something back.
I was so dumbstruck. Then she proceeded to dash off, get me a menu, open the menu, and point to it and say, see?
Well, now, were you with anybody? You were alone, so it probably wasn't bad.
I was
right?
with my son, Lukey.
Oh, God. She did this in front of your son. You're supposed to be like a fucking superhero to your son. Okay. You're never supposed to be defeated or wronged or look foolish in front of your fucking son. And this fucking bitch has to go, and not even that, get the menu, slam it on the table, point it, and yell, see?
Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
Now, I knew that when I asked her originally, I said to her, it's spinach and feta cheese. She said nothing about mushrooms. She should have said to me, oh, yeah, there's fed cheese, but there's also mushroom. She didn't say that.
But
she
no, you said, know what, though? You listed two ingredients that happen to be in it, and she said, yeah, yeah. So she probably thinks, yeah, that's the one.
No, you know what? She should have said to me, and mushrooms, okay? So she said to me, well, what do you want me to do? I says, well, I'm allergic to mushrooms. Now, I'm not really allergic to mushrooms, but I thought I'd make it more severe.
So, yeah.
And let her know that I can't eat, I, you know.
So it's not like you're complaining. It's because you actually can't, even though you can.
Right.
You want to try. You basically want an omelet so bad that you're willing to risk sending it back.
And what is our cardinal rule about eating in a restaurant? Never what?
Never send your food back ever. Ever, ever. And this omelet must have been so good. They must make such a good omelet that you had to risk sending it back. And you knew they'd fuck with it. So you created some kind of fake fake medical condition.
I took that risk. Okay. I thought that if I said I'm allergic to that, she'd feel sorry for me.
So let me ask you this, though. How good was the other omelet?
The other omelet was superb. I was opening it up expecting to see some kind of like saliva or a bloody Band-Aid or something. But it was fine. Who knows if the guy, you know, blew a snot rocket in there for a while. I don't know.
They took care of you. They gave you another omelet, and then everything was good.
And I was happy. I said, okay, if they took care of me, I'm happy.
So then why wouldn't you say the name of the place?
So we're about wrapping it up, and I said to the lady, miss, can I please have the check? She brings back the check. Okay, now what do you think should be in that check, DJ New Style?
Well, what did you eat? You had an omelet, maybe some
coffee.
I had
an omelet. Lukey had some fries. He wasn't really hungry.
So I'm picturing some sodas, an omelet, and fries.
Did you say a omelet?
I said an omelet.
You said an. An meaning what? Singular?
Yeah, one omelet.
No. The bitch put the both omelets on there! I had to pay for two fucking omelets!
Whoa. Hold on. You paid for both?
I did! I'm embarrassed that I
what
did.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you pay?
Because I was dumbfounded and stupefied.
So they could have... here's the tip. If you own a restaurant and you happen to see a hapless bald man wander in, first ask him how old he is. Frank, how old are you?
Hi, I'm 39. I'm Frank, I'm 39.
If he responds like that, charge him 15 omelets worth of food. No matter how many he eats.
What nerve does she have to charge me for two omelets? What nerve?
It's a simple mistake. She had a bill with an omelet on it. She put another one on and forgot to cross off the other one.
I don't think so. I think she did it on purpose.
So
because
did you even try and say, listen, you know, this isn't right. This doesn't sound right.
I didn't say anything because I was... I didn't want to give her the I didn't want to give her the satisfaction.
So you paid and you left?
I paid like a fucking pussy that I am and left.
What about this? Did you tip?
I did.
Oh, my God. You tipped and paid for two omelets. And you knew it. It's not like you just discovered this later on.
But Ken, I was...
You
I
went
was
into the payment process knowing this.
I was rationalizing it in the car. The omelet that I didn't need, that's a loss for them. Isn't that correct? They're just going to throw it out.
Yeah, or someone in the back eats
it. Now I said to myself, why should they suffer now?
No, you didn't think that. Fuck you. You tried to rationalize your mistake. And Peter Dragon here in the HeroesTalk.com chat room has it right. You didn't want to give her any satisfaction, but you went ahead and did it anyway by overpaying. You gave her the satisfaction, basically. So she could basically just cross off that omelet now, take the cost of the other omelet you paid for and the tip, and have a pretty nice fucking table.
All right, but listen to me. Was it miscommunication? I mean... She didn't necessarily say she was going to replace this one. She says, she says to me, do you want another one?
Frank,
I said, yes.
They didn't prepare it.
To replace this one.
Okay, if they gave you a penicillin sandwich and you're allergic to penicillin, they're going to fucking give you a different one that you can eat. You, according to your fucking, your falsified medical history, you couldn't eat fucking mushrooms and they gave you mushrooms. So they're going to give you something else. They fucking take the hit on that. That's their fucking bad for not saying the mushrooms. But you made it your fucking bad by paying for the mushrooms that you didn't
eat. But who fucked up originally? Did the waitress fuck up by not telling me there were mushrooms in it?
The original fuck up was the waitress. However, that error was nullified by the fact that you paid for it. You basically said, yep, we're all clear here. No mistake on your part. So she fucked up twice by giving you the mushrooms and not canceling the previous one. And you basically said, oh, well, no mistake here, no harm, no foul. I'll pay the full price. You didn't even raise a stink. You forgave two mistakes, Frank. You didn't even think of it like this.
Listen, this is a diner that I knew I'd be frequenting more. Because you told me one time, Frank, if you're never going to go back there, then fuck it. Do it. Tell them off. But this place, I was going to go back there.
Well, no, the thing is, tell them off. But if you have a dispute about money after you've eaten, and it's reasonable, like you've been charged for something you didn't get, you have a fucking decent case. They're not going to fuck with you because they made a mistake for not canceling something. It's not any extra effort to scribble something off.
I had another situation. I went to frequented a couple of eateries this weekend.
Okay.
I took my daughter to a place we have in New Jersey called the Rainforest Cafe. Are you aware of what that is?
Yeah, it's that one with the animatronic animals that it fucking fake rains and shit, and the gorillas move around. They have terrible food, and it's a very, very bad restaurant. Yes.
Yes. The food was mediocre.
And I'm guessing in the Menlo Park Mall? Thank you.
That's true.
Thank you. I've been there.
Which is was home of Thomas Alves. But anyway, let me take it there. So just we're cutting – nothing happened. You know, we're sitting next to the fish tank. It's beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And one fish was I guess like an – are you familiar with the movie
Nemo?
About the fish? Emo, Finding Emo.
Finding Emo, yes.
The movie Finding Emo.
That was a very sad and ironic and completely unique movie. Yeah.
So this people next to me, they must have been hooked on this Finding Emo movie because every fish
Have you ever heard that any of the music out of the soundtrack? It was actually pretty beautiful.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you don't remember. I mean, it is a pretty big movie, Finding Emo, right? You've heard of it. Don't you own the DVDs?
I think I have it. Yeah. So, every fish that would go around, she would name it off the character in the movie. So she goes, oh, so there's Dory. Oh, there's Emo. Oh, there's Emo's father. You know, but that's – so what?
Emo?
My point is Emo. Finding Emo. Missing your bed. The movie.
Yeah, this is the theme song to it, right? Avoiding the spots where we'd have to speak. And this bottle of Beast is taking me home as we float in the ocean. Fucking, it's Finding Nemo. Nemo, not Emo. You fucking blithering idiots. Anyway, continue. So she's naming all the fish according to the characters.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, Dory wouldn't like it if you didn't eat, because Dory was one of the characters. Dory wouldn't like it. And you know, so, but that's not my complaint. My complaint is this. The bill came, the guy, I pay the guy, and I should have got $6.33 change back. $6.33 change back.
Sure.
He came back with $6 only. He felt it was not necessary to give him my 33 cents back. What nerve!
Yeah, did you ask for it back?
What nerve! I don't care if he was supposed to give me $6.01 back. He's supposed to give me my change back.
And you know what? And the thing is, it's not about being cheap and demanding change because you need it. It's about this motherfucker thinking, you know, it's nothing to you. I'll just bring $6 over. No, fuck you, buddy. You know, you've chosen to work in a fucking building with a goddamn electronic fucking zebra head. Okay? You need to fucking realize that the 33 cents isn't yours yet until I say it is. You fucking cock.
So he gives me the $6 back, no 33 cents. Of course, this was reflected in his tip.
Yeah.
As I subtracted 33 cents from whatever I was going to give him.
Well, now you're getting a little excessive. I mean, yeah, okay, there's overpaying, there's being fucked over, and then there's just wasting time. You know what I mean?
I gave him a 13% tip.
Well, I mean, that's like you're micromanaging now. Just fucking, you know, cut out, you know, a round number and fucking go. Don't spend time doing this shit.
Would you have said something to the waiter?
Yeah, I would say, oh, it's interesting. It says 633 here and I don't see 33. What's the deal?
I don't believe that you would say something.
Yeah, I've done it many times and I would do it again. But the thing is, if I wanted to get out of there, I'd probably let it slide. In the interest of time, I'll let things go. But the thing is, you're not concerned with the time.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that you would pay extra just to save yourself some time?
I mean, like, think of it like a retail store, Frank. You ever go and buy a bunch of shit? You have a cart full of stuff, and they give you this long receipt, and, you know, maybe it's right, maybe it's not. Do you check the receipt?
Peripherally.
Yeah, you just give it the once-over. Well, there are times when you give it the once-over, and you notice that it's off, that they've maybe rung something up twice. And you have to really think, is it worth it for me to fucking stand here and have them go... explain it to this person. I have to explain it to the person at the register. Then they have to get on the fucking phone and call Michael to their register. Michael to register 3? Michael to register 3? And then Michael's fat ass comes over to the fucking register 3. And she has to now relay my message to him. And he's so fucking stupid he can't get it. He has to look over at me and say, she rang it up twice? What did she ring up twice? So now I have to have the same conversation with him even though she explained the fucking thing. And so I'm not even done yet because he hasn't taken the magical manager's key off his fucking belt, opened up the fucking drawer, and allowed a cancellation. So
I need the key! We need the key!
We need the key at register 3! I need the key! Fuck you and your key. Just take the fucking $7. Take the $5. Okay,
oh,
if it's $10, maybe it's worth the 5 minutes. But
so that's your threshold, $10.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I need to come up with a concrete hourly rate that I'm willing to save it, but like, okay. I think of like, I can probably enjoy myself better than arguing and trying to get money that shouldn't have been charged to me.
Now you were condemning me not a few minutes ago about paying for those two omelets, yet you would pay for a mistake somebody made. You know what you are?
But this is,
you are the hypocrite.
No, because in my case, the retail store clerk, the cashier or whatever, did not fuck with me at the fucking onset of the transaction. In your case, you've been getting fucked from the minute you got your food. And continually fucked, and then you said, no skin off my ass, that's all right. And by the way, here's a little extra for you.
Well, let me
here's
tell
a little
you,
extra. Great job.
Let me tell you about this situation I had. This happened to me probably a couple years ago. The restaurant's not even there anymore. It's a restaurant in Cranford, New Jersey. I went there with my lovely wife.
Sure.
We had our meals. Nothing to remember. Went in the parking lot and we're about to leave when all of a sudden the cashier runs out and says, excuse me, I forgot to charge you for the soda. Now
she ran out to your car and said this?
She ran out. We were in the fucking car. She knocks in the window and says, we forgot to charge you for the soda.
It's not like you ran out. You've settled up.
No.
You probably tipped her. The transaction was done. She ran out to your car and said, I forgot to charge you for the fucking Coke.
In all honesty, I didn't even know if they charged me or not because I don't even remember. It wasn't like I got the check and said, oh, look, they didn't charge me. I'm going to get out of here. I don't even recall. It wasn't one of those situations. But I had to get out of the fucking car like a buffoon.
What?
And go in there and pay the $1.50 or whatever the fuck it was for
soda. Are you
soda.
Fucking out of your mind?
Well, what am I going to do if I take off? They got my license plate.
They're not going to pinch you for a fucking dollar Coke. You're not going to do fucking
off. You would drive
yes,
off.
Yes, I would drive
oh,
off.
Shit.
Fuck you and your Coke. Your Coke costs 30 cents. Who gives a fuck? I might even throw change as I'm driving. Here, it's on the fucking
just
road.
Just throw it out the fucking window.
It's on the road. There it is. In all pennies, too. I would just grab into the ashtray, maybe whatever, you know, stray drive-through French fries in there. I don't know. Right out of the fucking window onto the double yellow. Yeah, risk your life getting that shit, motherfucker. I hope a tractor trailer fucking renders you paralyzed. How dare you come out and fucking say you fucked up? They're acting like their mistake is yours. And you again said, yeah, you know what? You're right. I guess I did mess up. You're so willing to just accept somebody else's fucking blame. God, you're easily manipulated, Frank. This is not good. You know? I mean, it's just not fucking good.
Fucking snooze is what it is.
No, it's not a fucking snooze. It's actually very interesting for someone who didn't end up getting fucked and have to stop what they're doing. Was your engine running?
Of course it was running. I was in drive.
And you had the air conditioning set perfectly.
I had it perfectly set on me. I had to fucking move the seat again.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know, Frank. I think that's something that you need to fucking work out, dude. I mean, but I understand the idea of saying, you know what, not worth the effort. I'll just pay and go. But you're always making more effort, and you're giving more. than would be convenient.
You know what I stopped? Let me tell you what I stopped doing now. I don't think there's a...
Using like logic?
No. Is there a week we don't talk about this particular place, but I'm going to mention it. It's one of my favorite destinations, Starbucks.
Yes, Starbucks.
We've mentioned this before, but Starbucks has a... I go through a drive-thru in my town. There's a cup on the ledge, a tip cup.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I always felt awkward not tipping. I felt like there was something wrong with me for not tipping.
You know what, Frank? It's a classier tip cup. Then it's not like a plastic drink cup. It's an actual mug.
It's a fucking mug. Big deal. It's unlike the 7-Eleven where they have a fucking paper cup with the word tip written in fucking big pen.
Yeah, with the backwards P. It looks like your kids wrote it. Anyway, so what I'm doing now
is rather than feel awkward by not tipping, I'm giving them the exact amount that I owe them. I'm giving them the exact amount. This way I don't feel awkward not tipping.
Because
I won't have
they're not giving anything back.
Exactly. You learn very good, New Style.
That's actually not a bad idea because you can literally say, like, if they ever brought it up to you, what would you say? You'd say, "Oh, I mean, that's all I got. You know, I got nothing else. Sorry." Yeah. I mean, you're prepared. If they say, "Hey, how old are you?" "I'm 39. Where's my tip?" "Oh, I don't have any other shit." You know.
So I avoid the whole awkwardness by giving them. I give them the money, the change. It comes to I think it even comes to like 96 cents. I give them the fucking 96 cents in change.
But do you really think they don't know you? You've been there thousands of times. You've had thousands of opportunities to leave a tip. You didn't, and now it's to the point where they hear your fucking your order, which is what? What do you end up getting?
Nowadays, I get a non-fat venti latte. With no foam.
Okay.
And four equals.
Okay, we got a non-fat, no foam venti latte for no tip. No tip's coming up in his fucking shitty car again.
And guess
what? Hey, no tip, how are you? Here's your fucking latte, fuckface.
And not only that, but I have no problem. Now, again, they fucked it up and gave me foam a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, a couple weeks ago I said that they gave me foam, and I this is the first time I sent it back. I did it again. I said, "Miss, I asked for no foam," and I handed her the cup back. Know what this bitch did? She took a fucking spoon and just took the fucking foam off with a fucking spoon! With a fucking spoon! I saw him do it!
That's what they do. That's what
they used a fucking spoon and took the fucking foam off!
Yes! That's what they
did! She gave me the fucking cup back and it was like only fucking half full!
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
So, Jose, I want to defend Starbucks employees.
Oh, okay, Jose. It's very
hey,
good to
up,
hear
Jose?
From you.
I haven't seen you in a while. How you doing?
What? I've never met you. I'm a big fan. Starbucks employee, one time I lost my debit card, and the Starbucks employee gave me the employee discount, and I told him that, the New Style Show is great, but it's not the what show!
See, it doesn't have that same ring. The what show?
Yeah, it doesn't.
I mean, you could stretch it out, or you could say it a few times, like the Super Thug song that that you guys like to use for the theme. You could the what show? But no, you Jose again. I have to tell you.
Listen, Jose.
Nothing beats New Style.
Jose,
show.
You'll never be Tidbit 88. Just remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, but believe me, if I catch you calling into the show doing the classic trademark copyright 2008, yeah, from Tidbit, and we're gonna have fucking words. That's all I want to say. So she just takes the spoon. You say there's foam in this. She'll take the spoon and scoop the foam out and give it back.
She should get me a new cup of Joe, a fresh new cup. And start all over again. Don't be a smart ass. You think I know what I know what was going on there. But you know what? I wanted the fucking Starbucks so bad I drank it anyway.
And again, you took it again. You took the fucking, you are fucking a welcome mat. You're just a fucking doormat. Everybody wipes their fucking feet. They piss on it a little bit. And they fucking have their way with you and move on. No tip. Why don't we take a break? It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. It's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Hearustalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back. I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're gonna be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together, post images, play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HearUsTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you.
Hey!
416-768-4472. Oh, you're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Tidbit 88 again.
Tidbit 88, what's going on?
What's up? I just heard you talking about Germ Freak techniques. I just wanted to mention another technique he utilizes when he needs to shake someone's hand and doesn't have a clipboard handy.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Because to set that up, when he's in a situation where he has to shake hands, he'll carry something so that his hands are occupied and somebody won't even bother. So what's the technique when he has available hands?
John, would you like to share that with us?
Well, what I do is if I don't have anything in my hand and somebody goes to shake my hand, I say, I'm sorry, I have poison ivy. And this will prevent me from shaking somebody's hand. Obviously, they're not going to shake my hand because of the poison ivy. So I just say I have poison ivy on my hand.
That's so gay. It's genius. It's genius, and it's fucking incredibly just gay to put this much thought and conniving into not wanting to touch somebody. By the way, Jersey girl, ha ha ha, homo, she says.
I don't know, what if the person asked them to let me see the rush. Maybe I could get some cream for you.
I got some calamine up there. Is it bad? Let me see. What do you do then? See, all of your plans, I have an instant case that is very probable. With your germ freak technique, it just takes someone like yourself that you just described minutes before describing this whole procedure, someone that won't acknowledge your beep and request for information. Then you're foiled. You either have to become that asshole that risks an accident, or you have to actually go left and loop around and go the long way. And in this case, someone's just curious about your ailment, maybe wants to help you.
What about
what do you do then? What do you do then?
His techniques only go to step one, and then he hasn't thought him out ever.
Exactly. If someone calls you out on it, it's like, hey, let me see. Is it bad? I have some stuff upstairs. What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, come on, that's not going to come.
It'll happen, believe me.
What if it does happen?
I haven't crossed that bridge yet.
How many times have you used this poison ivy thing?
A few dozen.
It worked every time?
It works every time.
Does anybody ever give you a dirty look?
They actually thank me. They thank me for not shaking their hand. They thank me.
You got it all worked out.
You're doing them a favor. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. They go,
but then are they watching to make sure you don't touch any of their shit, so then maybe it'll transfer that way.
Yeah, but you wouldn't touch any of their stuff anyway, though.
Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Nice to meet you indeed. DJNewStyle.com. I'm sorry, no, DJNewStyleShow.com. Wow, I'm terrible. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. You can download clips like that. Subscribe to our podcast, download our episodes as soon as they're posted, which is about 2 hours after they're broadcast. Isn't that impressive, Frank? Isn't that actually an impressive thing?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it really is. You know what? You're fucking just downtrodden, and you're awful. But we did get an email, Frank. We got a little bit of a Facebook message, which I think is becoming the new email. And are you familiar with a listener named Drew Tyre?
I've heard the name.
Naturally, you have. He's one of our most loyal and dedicated listeners from way back. And he's one of an elite few. He's up there maybe a few notches below the, you know, you got your Barbs, your Tidbit 88s, your pristine sneakers. He's right up there with them. Drew Tyre sent me a Facebook message with a picture of a pair of conjoined twins. Now, have you ever seen the TLC special about conjoined twins, Frank?
Well,
I don't know if it's the ones you're talking about, but I suppose so. I don't recall offhand.
Well, do you remember a pair of conjoined twins, which basically looked like a girl with two heads? They weren't attached face-to-face. They basically shared a body. They could control one arm or the other, depending on which head you're talking about. And we kind of, America grew up with them a little bit. We got to see them grow up and become women. And it was kind of an interesting story. We found out that they were their own people. They had their own aspirations. And we have a little bit of an interesting thing that was sent to us. It was a picture of the conjoined twins in their bra.
Ugh, wow.
A big stretched out, really broad bra, sucking off some random dick at a college party. The conjoined twins.
What?
And the picture is such that the head that is into the head is blowing this dick with all her might, and the other one is not so into it. All you can see is her doing her best, using the fucking seven or four vertebrae that she was assigned or has to her control to turn her head away from the cock. So this fucking conjoined set of twins, they're blowing dudes now. Like, dudes are seeking this thing out. I don't know. I mean, at first blush, you would say, bro, two mouths. I mean, how could you fucking lose? But you look at this fucking thing, it looks like something from, like, Pan's Labyrinth or whoever directed it. One of those movies.
Are you revolted by the fact that they are, in fact, conjoined them? First of all, are you revolted by the fact they're conjoined, number one?
Yes! I actually am. I watched... You can basically go... Their names are Abby and Brittany. And they were the relatively notable conjoined twins that were featured on TLC. Abby and Brittany. And their last name is Hensel. H-E-N-S-E-L. And they have a Wikipedia article. I mean, it basically tells you all about them. The organs that they share. The organs they use. It's basically two heads. Two completely separate spinal cords. Two arms. There used to be three, but they hacked one off because it was useless. Two stomachs, two gallbladders, four lungs, one anus. Okay,
and they're not unattractive girls. You know what I'm saying? As far as their face,
I mean, facially, you can't say they're ugly girls, right? But the fact that there's two heads on this fucking this abomination. Like, honestly, you go to high school, you don't need to see something like that. I don't know. It kind of freaks me out a little bit. Granted, if I'm at a party and I'm a little bit wasted and this thing wants to all of a sudden, half of it or whatever, wants to, you know, suck on my dick for a little while, I'm not going to say no because I'd be a little bit intrigued. But I don't think I'd be kicking game to a two-headed fucking beast. I don't know. I'm
so these were America's sweethearts that have turned to pornography now.
No, it wasn't pornography. It was a hidden, like, fucking, like, they're at a party blowing a dude and they just took a snapshot. It's not like there's, you know, it's not like you're going to see a fucking all oral movie starring these two. It's just they happened to blow a dude or one of them happened to blow a dude and it got captured on film. And they have a video here from the TLC special.
We wanted to do this documentary so people wouldn't have to always stare and take pictures.
Oh,
so
you know, too late.
When they took pictures, so they just knew who we are and stuff.
Oh, you couldn't stop them taking pictures.
Grown, much of their life is still the same.
Oh, my
they
God.
They still live in the same small town in
Frank,
Minnesota.
Frank, are you aware that they fucking drive? These kids drive.
Well, I would think that they would probably be the safest drivers on the road. Wouldn't you?
No.
Why not?
Because one head controls one arm and one other head controls the other. What if one thinks they're going straight, that like they want, I'm going to fucking 7-Eleven. The other thinks they're going to go see fucking, you know, Finding Emo 2, as you've said. I mean, they're going to have a bit of a fucking difference. They're going to have a bit of a problem. And Goatweed says two pussies, but there are not. There are not. There's one.
First of all, somebody to shame on Goatweed for thinking that, because that's just revolting.
Well, somebody's thinking it. I mean, they're sucking penis, Frank.
Believe me, we are totally different people. We usually bargain with each other, like, if you do this, I'll give you that, or we take turns. We take turns a lot.
Okay.
Well, you suck a dick, and I'll just watch.
I'm sold. They take turns. That's all you need to hear is they take turns.
You know what?
Ed found the image, I believe, in the Heroes Talk chat room. Yep, he found it. it's some kind of an image shack link. And it looks like an Escher drawing. Like it looks like some kind of maybe a time lapse photography or a long exposure or something. Like you see the top of a head above the head that's sucking the head. I mean, how do you ask this thing to give you head? Do you have to say heads? Yo, bitch, give me some heads. Give me some heads. I don't know. Frank, do you think you could ever see yourself as a... I mean, let's just fucking be real here, okay? We understand you're with Donna. You love Donna. You've been with her how many years now?
Since 87, I believe.
And you still haven't mastered anything. She has to do everything for you and cook.
Wow.
Wait, what did she make for you tonight?
She made beef and broccoli. Some kind of stir fry.
How was it?
It was all right. Listen, yeah. Donna, no offense. It wasn't one of your best. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it was awful. So, Frank, I ask you now. Listen. Please hold on. Bear with me. Bingo! That's how I wanna be. Yes. If you were single, would you have sex with conjoined twins?
I don't. Probably not.
Here's my thing. I definitely would, but I'm not seeking it out. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna go, and I'm not gonna try and like. I'm at a party, and it's down to like several broads. Let's say it's down to several broads, and there's two bodies in the room. I'm not gonna go and try to do this. I don't have some kind of a weird fetish, but I'm not gonna turn it down. And honestly, I don't know that. I don't know. It's difficult for me to say that because this would be a fucking tremendous story. Obviously, it was good enough to document by someone who wasn't even getting his dick sucked, that snapped this picture really quick at what looks like a fucking ski lodge. They're wearing fucking awful soccer shorts and a fucking maroon bra, blowing some fucking dude. I don't know.
You know, it's very sad. It's very sad to see that. Just like I find it sad to see little people doing that type of thing as well.
Wait, you find it sad to see midgets having sex?
They're actually called little people. And I do. I do because I feel bad for them because I don't know if they're doing that because they want to be assimilated into society if somehow. I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
here's the thing. You can't feel bad for this set of twins. You can't because they're not being held against their will. This one half of it is sucking a dick. That's what she wants to do. She wants to suck that dude's dick. The one you should feel bad for is the one that doesn't want to suck a dick but is forced to be attached to the person who is sucking the penis. Otherwise, you're dead. It's either exist or be permanently attached to a dick sucker. That's what it's boiled down to for the half of this set of twins that isn't a complete fucking party whore.
It's yeah, you know what, I don't know, I'm speechless over it, to be honest with you. I feel very awful for the parents and everything.
Ed has now put it into Pal Talk. It'll be on the Heroes Talk blog. I just want to let you know that.
You
right
know what
now.
That's material for Ed later tonight. Let's face it.
It might, you know what, it'll be material for a few people. I don't think it's that far out of the realm. I think it's like when people first saw Asians. It's just something that you don't see every day. I mean, you don't see conjoined twins fucking, you know, or blowing people, you know, you just don't fucking see it. So that's that, Frank. I mean, I don't know. Thank you to Drew Tyre, who, by the way, has changed his fucking Facebook profile to be a conjoined version of himself. He split himself in half, mirrored it, and now it looks like he's the male version of the dick sucking twins, I guess you can call them. I don't know.
There's something, you know, it's probably the first episode in a long time where we didn't bring up your, your pet.
You mean my dog Teddy?
Cockapoo, right?
Yeah, he's a cockapoo. Half cocker spaniel, half poodle.
Okay. I have a story that happened. This is actually overseas. A week-old cocker spaniel was the subject of an emergency rescue after being accidentally flushed down his owner's toilet. Now, what you have here, you have a let me just read the story, a little bit of the story. The tiny pooch was trapped in a waste pipe for almost 4 hours after four-year-old Daniel Blair decided he needed a wash in the toilet and pulled the chain. They have a chains, I guess, in England. Frantic attempts to find the flushed puppy began, but all efforts by the fire brigade and the RSPCA at the house in blah 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 failed. Long story short, listen, they got the puppy. That's the main.
I mean, it's a miracle. The fucking dog was flushed down the toilet. It stayed in a drain pipe for four hours with all this, you know, gunk around it, and it lived. And they got the dog back.
Right,
it's a fucking miracle.
I gotta be honest with you though. At that point in time, if it was my dog, I would just say, "Okay, let it go."
So this dog does everything that it can possibly do to survive.
Yes,
and you're gonna just say,
I would not accept a dog if they returned it to me.
You wouldn't? Why not? Because it's covered in a little shit.
It's covered in fecal matter of who knows of who. You know, it's there's a picture of it actually on the article, and this thing is just consumed with sludge and fecal matter, and it's, you know, you know what? Listen, good riddance. I enjoyed you for the week.
So Marvin gets stuck in a pipe. Goodbye.
Yes. I gotta say goodbye to Marvin. I gotta be
Sophie
honest.
Sophie gets stuck in a pipe. Goodbye.
I cannot have that in my I cannot have it back in my house knowing what it went through.
Luke gets flushed down the toilet. Luke gets flushed down the toilet. Gets trapped in a drain pipe covered with shit.
We're talking about animals here. We're not talking about human beings. Okay.
So obviously your dogs don't mean shit to you compared to
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you probably do the same thing. You know. Listen.
You think I would throw? I would just say, you know, fuck my dog. Get rid of it.
If your dog got sprayed by a skunk, would you keep your dog?
Of course. You clean the dog, tomato juice or whatever it is.
What if a group of homeless guys rubbed the soles of their sweaty bare feet and their armpits all over Teddy's back? Would you keep Teddy?
So they rub their armpits and their feet over him?
Yeah. And
they're homeless, so it's bad.
And they're homeless, and this he's saturated in sweat from homeless people. Would you keep Teddy?
I'd keep him, but I'd be more concerned that they got to him, and now homeless people have been in my house. But I would definitely keep the dog if he was covered with
Well, I'm saying a situation
sweat.
Where maybe he ran away or something like that, okay?
Sure. Okay, so, but I found him under a pile of homeless people. And right. He's covered with their filth. Yeah, I'm going to keep him. I mean, he's alive. He's happy.
Okay. What if he was, you found him submerged in a bathtub of vomit and bile? Would you keep him? And the smell will remain for him for the rest of his life. Will you keep him?
So he's going to smell like that for the rest of his life.
He's vomit and bile of tuberculosis victims.
I'd have to do my best to keep him. I mean, if he could survive, I'm gonna try to keep him alive. I mean, vomit and bile, yeah, it stinks. So I'll shave him down a little bit and spray him with whatever I can do to
mask
it.
What if you found out Teddy was the victim of a Bukkake video, in which a group of sex offenders in prison ejaculated all over him to the point where he was unrecognizable? Would you keep Teddy?
You're making this really difficult now. So wait, he's basically
he was the victim of a Bukkake video.
You're saying he nearly drowned in jizz?
Yes, he was unrecognizable.
Is it right to assume that the scenarios all involve a certain death that he overcame? Right?
Yes.
So he would have drowned in jizz. So he's been like marinated in
right,
like sex
like
offender jizz,
in sex and prison sex
God,
offender
that
ejaculate.
That makes it a little worse.
Would you keep Teddy?
I mean, it's sex offender jizz, so it makes it a little worse. I mean, I've gone on the maps with the sex offenders, and I've seen some of these people, and they're not. You mean you've done this, right?
Absolutely.
They're not the best best looking souls. There's something devious already with them because they're sex offenders.
Would you keep Teddy? The answer is, would you keep Teddy if he was saturated?
Are there any permanent repercussions with him? Like you said, he was permanently smelly.
He would smell like bleach for the rest of his life.
Oh, bleach is, I could deal with bleach. But I mean, if I just pretend it's bleach and not a byproduct of sex offender jizz, then yeah, I'd keep him. I mean,
but you'd have to get every little crevice, little his eyes and his every crevice would have to be just.
You know what I would do? I would take him to the groomers that fucking cut his ass open. I took him to PetSmart the first time I got him groomed, and they cut his ass open because they got too close with the razor, and he had a big fucking red mark, and it was starting to spread. And so I took a picture of his asshole with the red mark, and I went back with the camera and zoomed in on the red mark with with his asshole right in the picture, his shitty dingleberry asshole, and I go, look at this! Look what they've done to my dog! And they reversed the charge. And I'll take him back. So I basically haven't paid for a grooming. So I think I have one coming to me. So, you know, let him fucking, you know, clean some sex offender jizz off him. I don't care. Yeah, I'd keep him.
All right. What if Teddy was sprinkled with the flesh eating disease?
You really don't want me to keep this dog. I'm under the impression.
And the possibility is that you could obtain the flesh eating disease as well if you pet him. Would you keep Teddy?
Is there any hope of getting it off of him?
No hope.
I'm gonna get
carrier of the flesh eating disease.
I'm gonna get a flesh eating disease. How likely is it that I'll get the flesh eating disease?
It may never happen. It's just, you know,
it's unknown. It's just a fucking gamble.
It's a gamble, sort of like when Ed fucks whores. It's a gamble.
I'm not a germ chaser, so I mean, I might have to get rid of Teddy if there's a fucking if there's a chance that I could get a flesh eating disease from petting him. I mean, there's not really much point in me having the dog. I would put him up for adoption and not tell them that he has a flesh eating disease, so he gets a good home.
All right. Well, what about this? The last one. What if Teddy was bled on by HIV positive heroin addicts?
Well, I mean, I already told you that he had a cut open asshole, but
that's his ass. That's his yeah. blood.
I mean, that doesn't mean that he has AIDS now. He can't transmit AIDS, right? I mean, you just basically have somebody pick him up and clean him up and then bring him to you when they're done. That's easy. AIDS blood is no problem these days.
All right,
you basically just hose him off.
All right.
You could literally take a garden hose. You could take that sprinkler that we were forced to fucking cool off in and rinse him down a little bit.
All right.
Ustreamer in the chat room asks if I would die for Teddy. No, I would not fucking die for Teddy, which is the exact reason that I refuse to get a flesh-eating disease for this fucking dog. He can go fuck himself. You can go fuck yourself if you decide you're going to end up transmitting flesh-eating bacteria.
I want to ask you a question. Be honest. Have you ever told Teddy that you loved him?
You know what? Yeah, I have.
Oh, my
so
God!
Embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Yes. Have you ever told your dogs you
love them? I've never told my
fuck
dogs
you.
I love them ever.
Oh, okay.
Ever.
I'm embarrassed.
Ever.
I'm embarrassed.
What the fuck?
I love my dog.
You are a fucking pussy.
Oh, I'm a fuck. You think I'm a pussy now, right?
You've told your dog that
ask me how many fucking omelets I pay for at a time, faggot. You're too afraid to approach a fucking waitress.
I love you, Teddy.
I didn't say I love you, Teddy, you fucking asshole. I didn't say that. I said, come here, boy. Love you, boy. Yeah, boy. Good boy.
Oh, that makes it cooler, man.
Yeah, you say boy. Yeah, boy. Come on. You've never connected with your dogs. You said you loved them like your children. That's a little bit excessive.
I will honestly say I've never told them that I love them. They wouldn't know what it means anyway, so what the hell difference does it make?
So would you think less of a person if they say that they love their pet? If they say it to the pet, you think less of a person?
I wouldn't think less of them.
Yeah,
no,
I think the reason you're backpedaling now, after having issued some kind of an assault towards me for doing so with my dog, is because you saw pristine sneakers type. I tell my cat every day, what's the big deal?
I'm not on in the chat room or in Pal Talks. I'm not on any chat rooms whatsoever, so I don't know
who's
typing.
You just insulted. You insulted pristine. You did.
No, I didn't insult anything. I love pristine. He knows that.
Well, then I guess that maybe I have to open it up. Then I don't know. Maybe I have to basically just put it out there and say, let's go with this. One second. Is it gay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, Frank has posed the question. He doesn't do it himself, but is it gay for a guy who has a very masculine breed?
Now, what kind of dog do you have again?
I have a Cocker Spaniel Poodle mix.
And what is it called when you put them together?
It is called the Cockapoo.
Oh, God.
So my question is, Frank, is it gay to say I love you to a dog?
Or any pet.
Or any pet. 316-768-4472, if you have an answer to this. I'm really more interested in Frank's answer, though. You definitely think it's gay to do that.
It's corny. And it's awkward, and I don't know. It's
granted, it's extremely corny. It's completely corny. It's douche-chilling. It's also why I don't typically do it with a fucking audience. I'm not going to lie and say I didn't do it. But I don't welcome over my friends, and I don't fucking mic up to say, you know, while I'm doing
when it. When I asked you that question, for a moment, were you going to lie and say you didn't?
The thought crossed my mind, Frank. I'm not gonna try to put one over on you though. It's a little embarrassing, and it's not like I do this every day. I have done it. You know, he was particularly good. He just learned to roll over. I'm digging this hole. I may as well jump in and just fucking take everybody with me.
Now, before
take the
you
fucking
had
dog, the flesh eating bacteria dog.
Before you had this dog, what did you think of people who?
Oh God, I thought it was awful. I thought it was probably the worst thing that you could ever do. Showing,
I know you told your cat Ginger that you named that you loved her.
No, I never did. I in fact don't like Ginger, who I did not name. That is my mom's cat, and that cat can
has
pretty
Teddy
much
and Ginger ever hung out together?
Hung out? What are they going to do? Hang out?
Well, did you ever put them in the same room together?
Anytime that dog comes within inches of the cat wants to claw at the dog. The dog wants to eat the cat. So, I don't know. People are saying it is gay. And you know what? Maybe it is a little bit gay. It certainly is embarrassing enough. And if gay is embarrassing, then maybe it is. I'm willing to concede that that might be a little bit of a tremendous source of embarrassment, having to admit that, Frank. But you've certainly done enough. You've done your share. I'll tell you
that. I guess so. Yep.
I don't know. I mean, have you been keeping up on your television? I mean, we said that we would keep track of a certain show. Do you remember what that show was?
Daisy of Love.
Daisy of Love. Well, have you kept up on it, Frank?
The problem with Daisy of Love is, unlike the other VH1 reality shows, it's not on Sunday nights. It's not originally broadcast Sunday nights. It's actually broadcast this on Monday nights. So I miss it.
Yeah,
but I'm up to the point where they made an album cover for her album or whatnot, and I do a little impression. There's a preview. A Big Rig, who is the UFC fighter, in the previews, he tells Daisy that he loves her.
Oh, really?
And it sounds like this. I think I'm falling in love with you, Daisy.
Joining us on the phone, 316-768-4472. Is this our Daisy of Love expert, Barbara?
Yes, that's a great impression, Frank.
It really is.
Do you know the impression I'm talking about? Do you know that impression?
Yes, Barb? I do, yes.
He goes, I think I'm falling in love with you.
That's after he gave her a picture of his son, and she wanted to refuse it so badly because she thinks it's so creepy that he's falling in love with her.
Well, it is a little creepy, isn't it? And he's the one that you picked from the onset, right?
Yes. Yeah. Bad news for me.
Now, I haven't seen the episode since the episode where they were trying to do a cover for her album. So I don't know what's going on since that time. If you could perhaps enlighten us.
Yeah, well, we left off before the cage fighting. Remember that? They were going to cage fight.
That's right.
And Big Rig did well, obviously. Flex did well. And Chi-Chi beat up Sinister, his roommate in real life.
Causing tension,
yes.
Wow.
Causing a lot of tension. So in the last episode, we were left with Fox, Flex, Sinister, Chi-Chi, Big Rig, and your pick, 12-Pack, who's doing very well.
Yep. That's right. He's going to win it all. I tell you.
He's a good looking. I'm not going to. This may sound gay, but he's a good looking dude. I'm going to lie to you.
Frank, let me ask you something. If you were a homosexual, would you perform fellatio on 12-Pack?
Yes.
Okay, don't ask us.
If you were a homosexual, would you blow a 12-pack?
No, I'm not going to. That's just, I would never do such a thing.
I mean, that's like me asking you, hey, if you were a single straight guy, would you fuck Daisy from Daisy of Love?
I'm not going to answer such a question. My wife is listening.
If you were a single guy, you wouldn't do that? I think you'd have to be out of your mind. I think anybody would. I mean, it's not like she's like,
all right, so,
someone you
so
want to spend the rest of your life with, but you throw it in.
All right, can we move on, please?
Oh, Frank doesn't want to admit that he would blow 12-pack if he was a gay man. I understand. Jeez. It's okay. You're experimenting with your sexuality, Frank. It's okay.
Jeez.
You just called him a handsome man. You know, things happen after
doesn't
a couple
drinks.
Doesn't
mean I want to pork him up the butt. All right, come on. Let's get this show on the road.
All right, so Barb, what's going on with our lovely little reality show, Daisy of Love?
Well, the latest, biggest story, DJ News Style, is that we did not know whether or not Fox had a girlfriend or did not have a girlfriend.
Oh, no. Now, yes. Fox is who now? He's a little feminine, isn't he?
Very. He does wear makeup. He's the hairstylist that thinks he looks like Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I was going to say the Mexican equivalent of Johnny Depp.
Now what is your ranking of him as far as looks on 1 to 10, Barbara?
Terrible. I think he's so feminine. I can't take it, the hair and the makeup, and I think he draws in like his eyebrows with mascara and darkens his hair around his lips.
Frank, if you were a heterosexual man, would you blow Fox?
Oh, shut the fuck up. You know what I will admit to doing? When I was in sixth grade, I used to have a little bit of a when I first started getting my mustache, I was embarrassed of it. So I bleached my mustache.
Do you have any pictures of that?
No, this is like 1982 for Christ's sake.
Oh yeah, when you were young, it was beyond before.
No, I didn't take a picture of me bleaching it. I put bleach on my mustache. I was at the point where, listen, I had hair on my legs in fucking fifth or sixth grade, and I was embarrassed of it. I spread it very early as far as hair.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Okay,
to hear how or when you've sprouted.
I think I had pubic hair in the third or fourth grade. But anyway. So I would be embarrassed of the hair on my upper lip, and people would make fun of me saying, you have a cinnamon mustache. So I bleached my mustache so that people wouldn't make fun of me anymore. And
they didn't notice?
Nobody said anything.
Wow. Yeah, because
know what I did, too? This is really embarrassing. I can't even say it. All right, move on.
No. You will say it. If I admitted about saying, having a tender moment,
one time,
saying I love my dog.
The above my elbow, one time in seventh grade, above my elbow, I shaved the hair on my arm above my elbow because I was embarrassed to have hair on my arm.
You shaved your forearms?
No, the hair that's above the elbow, the shoulder.
You shaved your biceps?
What?
Yeah.
Why did you shave
and
that
also,
and not the
admit
forearm?
This too. I'm going to admit something else too. In sixth grade, because I was the only boy to have hair on his legs, I shaved my legs in sixth grade.
That is so gay, Frank.
But like one day you had it, and the next day you didn't.
I didn't shave it with a razor. I trimmed it with a scissors. I would just trim the hair.
Let me ask you something. Was your mom mad that you used her epilady?
No, I didn't. Let me retry that. I trimmed it with a scissor. I didn't shave it with a fucking.
So you,
Bic or whatever.
Okay, so you trimmed it down to...
I trimmed hair with my scissors.
To the skin, though? Were you that meticulous?
No, it wasn't to the skin. It was just so that wasn't so long.
What was the big deal about having hair on your legs?
Pardon?
What was the big deal with having hair on your legs?
I was embarrassed because I was the only kid who had hair on his legs because I sprouted. I went through puberty so early that I was embarrassed to have hair on my legs.
In freshman year, I didn't have very much hair on my legs, and there was this one cunt in my gym class. When we were doing laps, she goes, "Why don't you have any hair on your legs?" And I said, "I don't know. Why do you have so much on yours?" And she never spoke again ever in the rest of the class. She was fucking mortified. She literally had. She looked like she was wearing fucking leg warmers. She had the testosterone I needed in freshman year, but you know. Now I'm a fucking hairy, disgusting mess, but, you know, it's all right. I didn't have it in fucking third grade like you. Jesus Christ.
I think I started getting pubes, I think, in third grade. I had full hair on my legs in sixth grade, and I was very, very I guess it's equivalent to when women, like girls, get breasts real early. They're very embarrassed by it sometimes. I was embarrassed by having hair on my legs.
That embarrassment is awesome, by the way.
I see.
I remember that embarrassment, like, because you notice the fact that boobs are awesome before girls have boobs in your class. So when they finally get them, you recognize this to be a very good thing. And the fact that they're ashamed of them is kind of intriguing to a young lad. But anyway, back to Daisy of Love. Barb, am I to understand that there was a little bit of Daisy trying to become a homemaker? Was she doing some cooking or something?
Yes, she tried to cook chocolate perm croaks.
Chocolate what? Chocolate what?
That's a chocolate perm croak.
That sounds a lot like Frank's impression of Daisy. So that really must be how she speaks. Frank, what was your impression of her, by the way?
I just want to crawl up the ball and ice cream.
Really, I think I'm falling in love with you, Daisy.
She really is disfigured. I mean, she's not hideous, but she's just
she
not.
She used to be better looking on Rock of Love.
Yeah,
did.
They did something to her. I don't know what it is. They made her more ugly. You know what it is? Ever since Amanda pointed out her fucking midget arms, it's just never been the same.
Now, who's Amanda?
Amanda's my girlfriend, Frank. Oh. She pointed out that fucking Daisy has like alligator arms, and every time you see it, it's like little mini hands. Like the third arm they cut off of those fucking conjoined twins. Just useless appendages that, you know, that don't bend. They just cover her mouth and it's awful. But
her boobs move on their own. Like when she gets excited, ugh. you have to see her like in the booth when she's explaining what's going on. When she gets excited, her boobs like separate on their own. They like spasm and separate, and then
they react to her heartbeat, which is the source of the love that all these men seek.
It's true, you know, they are fighting for her love hard.
Find your way through the implants and terrible tattoos to the pulsating heart inside of this whore, and you will find your path to love. Is there any other interesting news or something we have to look forward to, Barb, with Daisy of Love? And I say we, excluding myself, because I stopped after episode one. I pretty much live for promos and your semi-weekly update.
Well, Chi-Chi and Sinister, I told you that they had some penchant, so they came up with the idea that they were going to try to catch Fox with having a girlfriend. So as Daisy and Fox were having dinner, they waited by the phone, and lo and behold, out of nowhere, Fox's girlfriend called the house.
Oh, man.
That's right. That's right, and Big Rig actually pulled the telephone out of the wall.
I can't believe you have a girlfriend. When I'm over here falling in love with Daisy.
I think I'm falling in love with you, Daisy.
I like that I just steal Frank's impression, and I have no basis for, you know, even having a voice on it, but except for Frank, that's it.
So he was promptly kicked out for that, and like any respectable man, he ended his time on the show with, "I'm out like sauerkraut."
Oh, that is the gayest thing in the world. But he is probably the gayest thing in the world, so his statement, second gayest. Anyway, Barb...
Snakes of Eden, I think, is in the latest Lady Gaga video, Snakes of Eden. Remember the triplets?
Get out!
I swear to God, they're in the Lady Gaga video.
We'll have to see if they're in there. 84, 85, 86, I believe.
Yes.
Yes, we'll see if they're actually in the Lady Gaga video when Frank tells us all about it, because he's the biggest... He's Lady Gaga's biggest fan, let's face it. Frank, what's her hit again? Thank you very much. Barb, thank you for calling in. I appreciate the updates.
No problem.
Thank you for keeping us posted with Daisy of Love.
Bye, guys.
Thank you very much. Frank, I think we figured it all out. I think we're all dialed in with Daisy of Love. It's a very, very good thing.
I do, too.
Yes. Well, why don't we end this little episode here, episode 216 of the DJ New Style Show. Why don't you go ahead and go to DJNewStyleShow.com. download other episodes. Tell your friends to go there and so they can download things and listen to them and not work while they should be working. It was a pleasure. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I do.
You do.
But this is us! Yeah, no. Shut up! You're talking to a fucking sign! I'm gonna kick all your friends' ass! Outside, 20! Hey, Ken, is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, I think there is. I got a bone to pick with you motherfuckers! Not enough cream cheese! Not enough cream cheese! It's a fucking snooze! Fuck face! Shit, I came out of the damn window! Nah. I'm good. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!